Pleased to be joined this morning by Christian radio host Brant Hansen. Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. How are you?
We're doing awesome. So glad that you're able to join us this morning. You've just released a book. It's called Unoffendable. People can get it on Amazon and online and all that stuff. But I want you to explain the title. What does it mean to be unoffendable?
It means taking forgiveness seriously. Like, what are the implications of it? Because a lot of us think, honestly, we've been raised with this idea that we have this thing called righteous anger. What's amazing about this, I've been raised this way. I think most Christians have been raised this way, if they've been raised in the church, that, well, there's anger and then there's righteous anger, and we're supposed to have righteous anger. It's not actually in the Bible.
Okay, explain that. What is righteous anger?
Well, it means, to most people, I guess it means, and this is just it, when you ask somebody that, they really can't pin it down. It's like, well, righteous anger is the anger that's righteous. It's the anger that I'm supposed to have. Hmm. Like, if somebody does something wrong, or I see God's laws being broken, or I see something happen that's just messed up, I'm supposed to be angry. The thing is, only God in the Bible is capable of righteous anger. We're not. But we want to act like we are because, frankly, we enjoy, at some level, being angry. We enjoy thinking we're entitled to it. It allows us to really not forgive people. Hmm. It's not a biblical idea, but there's almost 100% unanimity that it is. That's what's so funny about it. And that's why I wrote this book, just to kind of go, hey, guys, it's not in there. Wow. God's anger is righteous. He's sinless, and we're not.
So why do we think we have to hold on to anger?
We don't think it through. We'll offer a lot of rationalizations like, well, I'm angry because that's, you know, what they're doing is wrong. What that person has done to me is wrong. Therefore, I should be angry on behalf of God or something.
Right. We don't feel like we're representing him. Right.
Yeah. Like, we're supposed to play this role. The thing is, Jesus tells this story called The Unmerciful Servant, and it's about a guy who's forgiven for a lot and won't turn around and forgive someone for a little. And the king, in that case, who forgave this guy for a lot, is upset. Hmm. He's very angry because he's sinless. The king in that story is God. The unmerciful servant is us. Whatever we think this other person did to us, we're actually supposed to forgive that person. Hmm. And we're not told to do it, you know, in 2 weeks or in a month or 7 years or whenever there's some statute of limitations that runs out. It's today. We're supposed to drop our anger immediately. It's a consistent message of Scripture. But again, it's a very unpopular message, even though it's completely scriptural.
So what was it for you that made you say, you know what, we got this all wrong?
Being in radio, you guys will relate to this, you're always offending people. I mean, you just can't not. We did the weather forecast one day, no lie. I mentioned this in the book. We did the forecast and said, hey, it's going to be a little warmer than it should be for this time of year, about 75 for a high. And we got a call going, you know, I'm really disappointed with you because it's not warmer than what it should be. God ordains the weather, and it's exactly what it should be today. You're constantly offending people. It dawned on me, like, this is a way that people live, and we think we're entitled to offense. In fact, it's gotten worse over the last few years. You've probably noticed everybody's offended by everything.
I think this book has come out at a really good time because all across the internet, especially as Christians, it just seems we need to be angry about something, and there's no lack of material there. So
yeah, definitely not. Hey, Brant, have you had people respond to your book and say, you know, since I read it, I've been calmer in road rage traffic, for example?
Tons.
Yes. Wow. And
we even talk about traffic a lot. I say, let's look at it as forgiveness practice. Like,
excuse me, honey, I got to go practice forgiveness. I'll come back with groceries, but that's not really why
right.
I'm going. Yeah.
These people aren't doing it because you're you. They're not dissing you. They're not disrespecting you. They're just trying to get home. Everybody's trying to get home. Here's an opportunity to extend grace to people as God has extended it to you, and it's such a simple thing to do. So why not? And then see how much better you feel in traffic.
Listen, Brant, I understand your point, and I agree with you on everything except for the traffic thing. You're just wrong. Sorry, Brant. You're just wrong.
Well, I'll add an addendum in the next edition. I'll be like, you know what? That traffic thing was messed up.
Some kind of disclaimer. Radio host and author. The book's called Unoffendable. Brant, thanks, man, for joining us this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.